The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is time to adorn yourself with our show logo in the shape of a temporary tattoo. We received the most touching picture last week.
Oh, yes.
Of a father and son.
Amazing. It's beautiful to see.
You look more carefully and you can just see they've both got the show logo tattoo on their arms and they're both flexing, and it was a beautiful
That's
moment.
That's amazing, isn't
That's
it?
Very cute.
Do you know what it made me feel like? It made me feel like, well, you know when you see like parents and their kids like at the Euros or the World Cup and they get caught on camera for a second and they look up at the big screen and they like hold each other and there's just this moment that's just been captured in their lives. That's what the temporary tattoo show logo on father and son did for me.
Right, so you felt like a family member seeing that on telly, so you almost like you are their family now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like we're related. Or I'm some cameraman at the Euros.
Bonded by ink.
By temporary ink. Anyway, you can tattoo yourself, your child, your pet, whatever you want to do. They're perfectly safe for all the family. But all you need to do is enter the ink tank. So I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show when I was asking you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I? And listener Callum bought us this amazing slice of freakery. Is it weird that I?
Brush my teeth every day.
Brush your teeth every day. Well, I think it's unusual. I mean, it depends if there's a... Are you just sitting in there with it... He brushing his teeth, Callum? So, where does Callum brush his teeth every day? Is it A, in the bath, or B, in the woods around the back of his house? A, in the bath, or B, in the woods?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, nine different playlists. Whichever one you're listening to right now, you got a little blast of Led Zeppelin, whole lot of love. I'd like to say it's a tech issue and that we're calling the engineers. But to be honest, human error. My bad. Faders were up.
You were contemplating a little remix, weren't you? A little mashup. And then you thought, no, forget it.
Let's go with that, No, it was a little bit of audio I'm going to play you in about half an hour, so don't touch that dial. By the way, I have posted the picture. We sought permission from Stu and his son if we could post a picture of them sporting their breakfast show temporary tattoos. It is on my Instagram stories now, Dave_Berry_Insta. Give us a little follow, please. I really need your help. And have a little look at Stu and his son, and you'll see what I mean. Look at the magic in their eyes.
Lovely.
And the show logo on their arms. And hoping to win themselves some temporary tattoos right now is David. Good morning, David.
You all right?
Very good, thank you, my friend. We got a bit of a patchy signal, but we're going to get through this. David, yes, no problem at all. David, yesterday we were doing Is It Weird That I, and listener Callum bought us an amazing slice of freakery, telling us that he brushed his teeth in the, was it bath or woods?
It was death.
It was.
Cliffhanger.
I think he's in the woods.
It was, Bath. Well done.
We got
well
that.
Done, David. Thank you very much. Where are you going to put me on your body?
On my bicep, I think.
Okay, that was the number one part where it could not cut out, and I'm so pleased that it didn't.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Okay, Matt, save me from myself with the social ammunition. Okay, what's going on out there?
First, let's see if you can guess what the hell this noise is. Any guesses?
Is it Anna knocking her head against the barrier at the train station trying to use her facial identification?
Unfortunately not. No. That video is out on our socials now, doing great guns if you want to have a look at that. It's amazing if you want to relive that moment. And no, there's clicking in the...
It's not...
I'll give you a clue. It's from our friends at the Guinness World Records.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember a kid in my class called Kevin used to do that one all the time.
With his cheeks.
Is it on a roller coaster?
It's not on a roller coaster. No, that's a good guess, though. It does sound a bit like that. It is obviously the world record for the most walnuts crushed in 30 seconds.
That's what I was about to say!
He is amazing, this guy. He crushes them with his elbow, Mohammed Rashid in Pakistan, and he won the official world record for doing 169 of them. His elbow.
Wow.
Absolutely crushes these walnuts. And there he goes. 169. Wow. He was very pumped.
He's like a hardcore tailor.
He is like Taylor. Our Satsuma peeler. Or, it was amazing, wasn't it? But what a feat.
How many
is.
Did he do?
169. 30 seconds.
Walnuts with his elbow.
Walnuts. Completely smashed to smithereens. Wow. And then the other story this morning is quite a nice sort of reworking of a classic that's doing the round. It's gone very viral at the moment. It is by someone called Mac Glocky, who does a lot of Green Day covers. He's an amazing musician from San Diego who can sound like Green Day, and he's reimagined Hey Ya by Outkast as if it was by Billy Joe and the Boys. It works well, doesn't it?
It's perfect.
It's almost too good. Better.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
No, it's good.
And this is a human being, not AI.
This is a human being. This is the one guy.
And this is not a South Park thing,
no,
is it?
No, it's not a South Park thing. No, no. It's a Green Day thing.
And
it's
the
fine.
Walnut crushing, that wasn't a South Park thing, even, was it? Just want to check. Okay, fine.
It's amazing. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. He didn't get to the shake it like a Polaroid picture bit, which is a shame.
That is a real shame.
I can't
imagine
how Green Day would get on with that. But you'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where in recent weeks we have been compiling lists. There's been some random numbers involved and we're not going to stop. So we had the top 25 things as a planet we should just stop making. The launch pad for this was me just saying, I don't think we need birthday candles in the shape of numbers anymore. Yeah. We could just stop making those and we would continue to function.
Mm. And now they've been banished. Yeah.
And then we did the top 12 things that are just plain wrong in any workplace. Things, when you're at work, whatever you do, you just don't want to see it, you don't want to hear it, you don't want to be near it. And as I say, we compiled the top 12 with your help. In at 12, answering the question, how are you with living the dream? In at 11, going on a video call without using headphones. Number 10 belongs to using the word bio break instead of loo break. In at 9, it's using someone else's personalised mug. Ow. At 8, leaving the remnants of your lunch in the communal sink. The animals. In at 7, singing along to the radio too loudly. 6, quoting now defunct TV comedy shows in the workplace is a no-no. Whereas 5, we're telling colleagues about our dreams. In at number 4, airing out sweaty cycling shorts on the radiator. We're into the top 3 with cutting your nails in the office. At 2, it's having your bare feet out. And in at number 1, suggested by about 72% of you out there, cooking fish of any kind in the microwave. And that is the top 12 things that should never be seen, heard, smelt or done in the workplace. So thank you once again. And today we move on to the top 9. Yes, I'm looking for a top 9 today. Please contribute to the worst things that we do as a society when it gets really, really hot. Because yesterday, of course, parts of the UK experienced record temperatures. 8, 12, 15. What should be in the top 9?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So the top 9 worst things that we do as a society when it gets really, really hot. Just going to keep, you know, bubbling this under. Just a couple more for you. It really is. You guys have got some strong opinions. Sarah says one of the worst things we do as a society when it gets really, really hot is wear three-quarter length shorts.
I saw some
tragic examples yesterday out and about.
The ones that hikers would wear, you know.
Yeah.
Out and about. Pockety ones.
Eleanor, maybe she's taking things too far when she just simply says, people just enjoying it.
I blame Will Smith. You know, the song saying summer's great, isn't it? And then you're sweaty and you're going to work. It's not that great then, is it?
I don't know if we can put people generally just enjoying it on the list, Eleanor. But thanks for sending it in. I keep them coming. 8, 12, 15 for that. It's the same number where you can get your shout-out. This is 5 weeks of shout-out in this time slot on The Breakfast Show before the return of 5 words, 5 grand. We're going to play the slow-mo solo. So I'm going to play you a song that's coming up on the main station just after 8. I have slowed it write down. Identify the band, artist and ditty. Get yourself a shout out. It can be for you. It can be for your kids, your parents, your uncles, your aunties. It can be for your great-great-grandparents. Or it could be for your place of work, your small or independent business. 8, 12, 15. Matt, you've been blown away by some of the taglines.
Yeah, keep these slogans for your independent local business, keep them coming, even if you're making them up on the spot.
Just
send them in.
Which
anyway.
Many of you definitely are. I love that. I admire that about you. Apparently, it costs millions of pounds to advertise here on this breakfast show,
yes.
So I'm giving it away for free. I'm giving it away next. But first, who on earth is this? You'll never get this, Anna, so
no.
Stop trying.
I can't, no.
I don't mean to be rude.
I think you can get that.
Yeah,
surely.
Did you get that, Matt?
I got that, yeah.
I got it at the end.
I certainly know the band.
Let's play. I can't give any clues.
No.
Not the decade or anything?
No, we've got Main Station.
Okay.
That's all we got for
okay.
this one. But let's have another listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Isolate the audio. Let's add it to the Anagiri soundboard. Love it. One more time for you at the back.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The slow-mo solo. The song I played you 5 minutes ago is coming up just after 8 a.m. on the main station. Of course, get involved via the free Rayo app. But could you identify it? Well, it turns out not many of you could.
No. I thought it was one of the easiest ones we've had in a while.
Well, don't rub their faces a little bit.
Someone thought it was the Gigolo Aunts. Unbelievable. Or Champagne Supernova.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was, of course, The Cure and Friday, I'm in Love. Friday, I'm in love. Did you get that straight away?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you? Yeah, it was very... I don't know what's going on, why everyone seems to think it's hard.
Well, a smattering of you got it right, so you've earned your shout-outs, and, well, here they are. And we start with David at dashcams.co.uk, the prestige installers of ghost immobilisers, Thatcham-approved trackers, and premium dashcams. So Thatcham Security Certification is a robust verification programme for the assessment and recognition of automotive security products.
I think
we all know that, though,
of course,
don't we?
They do. Yeah, I think they tend to work by triangulating live GPS locations using multiple satellite network access.
Yes!
Let's verify
the functionality, design and performance of a product. So thanks to everybody for the superb work that they do at dashcams.co.uk. Now, that would have cost you about £500,000,
yes,
my friend, let me tell you.
Thatcham approved.
We've also got Susie and Tom in Birmingham, who are now married... since their last shout-out on this show,
yeah,
when they played one part of 5 weeks of shout-out. So to
Susie and Tom... Didn't you try and stop them doing it?
It's not...
They went ahead anyway.
Went ahead with it. They'll soon learn. No, well done to Susie and Tom in Birmingham. So pleased for you. Carrie-Anne and the amazing gang at Curve Accountancy in Crawley.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah, if you're struggling by being moved into IR35...
Stay
ahead of the curve.
You can't mention IR35.
I know, I've said it. If I say it three times, it comes out of the mirror and takes all of your money! But Curve Accountancy in Crawley, they'll sort you out. And they say, have a great day. Well, thank you. And to you as well, Carrie-Anne. There'll be another opportunity for you to earn a shout-out tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Show when we will be playing the Wiki Quiz.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So yesterday, parts of the UK experienced the hottest day of the year so far. And obviously, everybody's talking about that and it's on the news all of the time. And we wanted to create one of our bespoke lists. And this morning, it is the top 9 worst things that we do as a society when it gets really, really hot. John, working in a stinking hot kitchen, says telling us it's hotter than Barbados or any other typically or traditionally hot country. Yeah. He says, I'm a sweaty mess right now. I don't want trivia. Hold on,
good
John.
Good point, John.
Men walking around and going into shops with no tops on.
Oh, yeah.
You are not in Ibiza, gentlemen. John goes, grrrr.
Tops off happens earlier and earlier in the summer now.
Unless you're a roofer or a scaffolder.
Yes.
Keep your top on.
It's just an excuse to show off their ink. That's all it is. It's tattoos. Yeah. It's tattoos that are doing this.
Unless you've got a six pack. Just
Good advice.
Small talk surrounding things like our houses are built to retain the heat. Jim in Dundee.
So small talk. It's a different kind of heat, isn't it? I mean, I love the summer, don't get me wrong, but this is ever so close, isn't it?
Ooh. When people constantly mention how hot it is, as pointed out by my four-year-old daughter yesterday, when I said, "Whoa, it's hot today," and she said, "You said that four times already, Daddy." And that's from Ryan and Ivy in Worcester. Good morning, Ryan and Ivy. People using those little handheld fans.
Oh,
pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. You've got one. That's a good one you've got there.
But it's got five speeds.
Yeah.
Jenny in Leeds thinks I'm pathetic right now.
I thought you meant
I'm quite impressed.
Those cheap little ones with the floppy blades.
Oh, do you remember the old floppy blades your nan used to have?
Yeah.
Not like that.
Didn't affect the heat in any way.
I found this in here this morning.
It's nice.
Someone left their
really
hand fan behind.
Yeah.
It's swanky, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Sophie K?
Possibly.
Could be Sophie K. Mm. Anyway, Jenny does not like it, and it's going on the list of the worst things that we do as a society when it gets really, really hot. Men wearing long white socks nearly up to their knees with sandals. That's from Clive in Kent. And Jamie in Reading, and I could not agree more. I had a long taxi ride on Sunday, and the taxi driver had the radio on and he was flicking between different stations. And you have nailed it, Jamie and Reading. Radio DJs, open brackets, with the exception of you, Dave, banging on about how great it's going to be in the hot weather. That's all they did.
Yeah.
I've got a Sunday afternoon, every single radio station was going, it's hot, it's a good one, it's a great one, get out there. Here's a banger for your barbecue or whatever. That was all it was.
Well, they're sat in a nice aircon
100%. Ridiculous. So, yeah, we're going to put that in there, Jamie. A good observation. So, keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, with your help, we are compiling the top nine. Yes, that's right. The top nine worst things that we do as a society as a whole when it gets really, really hot.
So hot in here.
And adding something to our list right now is Caleb. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Caleb, welcome along to the show. So I absolutely love your suggestion. I'm not sure where it's going to be placed in the top nine when we reveal it later, but I have the great honour of telling you it has made the final list. Please share with everybody your thoughts on the worst things we do as a society when it gets really, really hot.
So I just feel like whenever we've got any ray of sunshine, the first thing you see on any social media is Costa del, insert your city name, town name here.
Yeah!
Costa del.
In your case, I can see from your text it would be the Costa del Mint Law.
Has anyone ever done that?
I think that's a unique sentence. I don't know if anyone's ever said that
Ring
out loud
the bell,
before.
The Costa del Mint Law.
Costa del Mint Law. Does it ever get really, really hot in Mint Law, Caleb?
We'll get 30 tops.
30 tops. There can be a Costa del Mint Law. I love it. It's a great observation. It is going into the top nine. Caleb, thanks for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Dave.
Nice one, man. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning and it is time right now for the big reveal. All show long, you have been helping us compile a list, an important list. It is the top nine worst things that we do as a society when it gets really, really hot. And in at nine, it's telling us it's hotter than Barbados or any other typically traditionally hot country. In at eight, it's using those little handheld fans. Pathetic, added Jenny. Coming in at seven, it's people pointing out how hot it is all of the time. At number six, it belongs to our new best friend, Caleb, calling anywhere in the UK Costa Del... insert name here. We move into the top five with radio DJs banging on about how fun it's going to be.
Annoying.
In at four, three-quarter length shorts or jorts. Oh, yes, sharing the fourth spot there. We're moving into the top three with a pair of bare feet sticking out of a car window. In at two, just missing out on the top spot, men walking around with their tops off. And that means number one is people wearing visibly warm clothes when it's 35 degrees. And that is your top nine worst things that we do as a society when it gets really, really hot.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it is time for some word play fun. It is time for some puns. It's time to get your shout out just after nine. Yes, The Smash is once again bringing together two different topics. Now, one is the playlist. So you need to have music whirring around in your frontal lobe. And the other is horses. Yes, it's horses versus music, because yesterday we didn't have time to get into this, but I made time today during the show. Because Anna, you brought us tale, pardon the pun, of horses being more intelligent than us humans first thought. Can you flesh that out a little bit for everyone?
Well, there was basically a new study that's been done that said that they were performing better when they had this reward-based game. So when they weren't allowed treats for not following the rules of the game, they found strategies to get more rewards. Oh. And so that apparently proved that they have the ability to think and plan ahead, which we did not know before.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's an uprising coming, isn't there? That's what you're saying. Yeah. Planet of the horses. That's what we're going to have here. Planet of the GGs. This is what's coming.
Yeah.
Obviously, such magnificent beasts, such beautiful animals. So, you know, we should do a smash for them. We've never done one before. So horses versus music. Now, I never normally say this because it's not the right thing to do, but I am really rather smug about my two puns today.
Okay.
I'm really pleased. Okay, so I'm just chucking it out there. I'm building myself up, but I've got Red Trot Chili Peppers and Shergar Babes.
Oh, Shergar
and I'm thrilled by that. What about you, Matt? What
I've
you got
anything by Musical Hoof and Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay.
Oh my goodness. Taking us back to 16 there, Matt. Very nice. Anna Geary.
I've got Foal Again by Atomic Kitten.
Brilliant.
And two horsey American rock bands. I've got Red Hot Philly Peppers.
Brilliant.
And Mero Smith.
Oh, excellent. Nice. So I think we are all pretty smug about our ones here in the studio. What about you out there? It is anything to do with horses, breeds, where they live, where they hang out, you know what I mean? Parts of their bodies, whatever it may be, versus popular music. The number is 81215. As always, make sure you include your name so I can give you the recognition you deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. I hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, what that means is you are not going to be hearing the same song twice between this moment in space and time right through till 5 p.m. And we take a break from all that non-repeated music for your brilliant wordplay suggestions on The Smash, which this morning was horses versus music. Jockey Fella Skank is good from Lucy in Rotherham.
Nice.
Anything by Ellie Geld.
Oh, good.
Richard in Walton-on-Thames. Cold Nay from Gaz in Hull.
Very good.
Shire Straits from Craig. Bittersweet Synth Pony from Helen in Cardiff. Should I Stable or Should I Go from Pete in Glasgow. Nirvana is excellent work from Nathan in Sunbury. It Mustang Be Love. Jody in Worcester. Nelly's classic Trot in Here. That's from Mark in Ware. And Whoa, Your Sex Is on Shire from Liam in Manchester.
Wow.
Matt, what about the socials?
So many people saying simply Bloody Red Rum. Too many to name. I whip my mare back and forth, says Pompey Lee on Twitter. Whoa, Black Beauty, Bambalam, says Tracker Nick. Billy Bridle at Georgie Butcher. Teenage Feedback by Weta, says James. Blinkers 182.
Oh, my goodness.
From
me.
Rich. And Leslie has gone for the BGGs. Of course.
Excellent. The Daily Smash, Horses versus Music, completed it, mate.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so another edition of The Breakfast Show comes trundling to a, I like to think, triumphant end.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in and joining in. Of course, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app, or the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast is about to be revealed to the world. And all it's missing right now is a title. We've got a lot here. I was going willy-nilly on the old podcast naming bell this morning. Is it me or Tom Petty? He's a hardcore tailor. She's disrespecting you, Matt. This isn't a South Park thing, is it? That's a double Anna Geary special there. I'm a sweaty mess right now. I don't want trivia. Nice. Unless you're a roofer or a scaffold to keep your top on. Do you remember your nan's floppy blades? Costa del Mint Law, and Stacey's mum will call you down.
Oh,
what a
wow,
list.
Yes. And you can get drenched in the Fountains of Wayne on the Rayo app right now on the one of our playlists. Is it me or Tom Petty I like? I like, I'm not sure Nan's floppy blades should make the cut, to be honest. So maybe we should go with, I think when at the time when he said it, Costa del Mint Law is the way to go. Yeah. Caleb, our listener in like North Aberdeenshire this morning.
That's right. Well done, Caleb. The podcast is named in your honour, and its name is Costa del Mint Law. Right, Sophie Kay's going to be here next with the Tea Break trivia and the details you need to enter the cash register, which this Friday aims to give somebody £280,000 within the hour of winning. As for us, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.